futures softened Friday. The latest USDA projections boost expected feeder cattle prices for the rest of the year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 19th of July. Optimism for calf and feeder cattle prices continued to grow last week amid improving supply fundamentals and atypical seasonal strength for cash-fed cattle prices. In the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, based on current price strength, USDA projected the average price for 750 to 800-pound feeder steers, basis Oklahoma City, at $146 a hundredweight in the third quarter and $148 in the fourth quarter for an annual average of $142.13. Next year, prices are forecast to be $144 in the first quarter and $142 in the second quarter with an annual average price of $146.50. In the meantime, another week of higher grain futures prices pressured feeder cattle futures last week. Week to week on Friday, corn futures closed an average of 30.9 cents higher through the front six contracts, while soybean futures closed an average of 62.7 cents higher through the front six contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.14 lower on Friday, from 72 cents to $1.75 lower. They are an average of $2.96 lower week to week. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. It's free. Just go to calfnews.net. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was limited on light to moderate demand, with too few transactions to trend. For the week, live trade was generally steady in the Southern Plains at $120 a hundredweight and at $123 in Nebraska. It was unevenly steady in the Western Corn Belt at $125 to $125.50. There was no established dress trade. Earlier in the week, analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service raised expectations for Fed steer prices. In the July World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, ERS forecast the average five-area Fed steer price at $120 a hundredweight in the third quarter, $123 in the fourth quarter, and $127 in the first quarter of next year. Cattle futures lost some ground Friday, though, amid generally steady cash prices, lower outside markets, and stronger wheat futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 68 cents lower, from 12 cents to 95 cents lower. That was despite front month lean hog futures surging higher in response to news that African swine fever was confirmed in Germany's domestic swine population for the first time. The disease was confirmed in one sow at an organic farm and in two pigs at a small holdings farm in districts near the border between Germany and Poland. The disease was confirmed in a wild boar in the same region last September. Live cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents higher week to week on Friday. Choice box beef cutout value is $10.65 lower week to week on Friday, at $267.94 a hundredweight. Select was $5.62 lower at $251.79. Total estimated cattle slaughter last week was 653,000 head, which was 78,000 head more than the previous holiday shortened week. Year-to-date estimated total cattle slaughter of 17.94 million head is 802,000 head more, or 4.68% more than the same period last year. Year-to-date estimated total beef production of 14.85 billion pounds is 706.5 million pounds more, or 4.99% more than last year. The composite choice beef price may move back to the $220 to $230 price range by the middle of August and then settle there for a while, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. He adds the primary factor that could influence these expectations is the export market. As wholesale prices decline, exports could see further increases as the world market demands high-quality beef. Increasing trade to Mexico and Canada may also be a factor, he says, as the South Korean, Japanese, and Chinese markets are displaying considerable strength. Even though U.S. retail and food service sales increased 0.6% month-to-month in June, more than analysts expected, major U.S. financial indices faltered Friday amid inflation worries and some likely profit-taking. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 299 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 32 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 115 points. I mentioned the monthly livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook earlier. Based on Agricultural Marketing Service data for both actual and estimated daily cattle slaughter, the percentage of heifer slaughter compared to that of steers for June this year was estimated 2.5% higher than a year ago, say ERS analysts. They add that the estimated percentage of federally inspected cow slaughter to total slaughter for June was 0.5% higher than a year earlier. Further, based on the U.S. Drought Monitor, ERS estimates approximately 34% of the nation's cattle are in regions experiencing some level of drought. According to ERS, pasture and range in much of the western and northern United States continues to be in very poor to poor condition, which is likely affecting cow slaughter in regions where forage availability has become critical. However, ERS analysts say, to the extent that the increase in aggregate slaughter numbers is driven by higher expected cow numbers, and that heifers have recently been a higher proportion of steer and heifer slaughter, average carcass weights are expected to be lower. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 19th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.